Your Raise the Roof game highlights brought to you by Matthews Roofing, Chicagoland's premier roofing company for residential, commercial, or industrial projects, is the preferred roofer of Northwestern Athletics. Matthews Roofing is celebrating 90 years of quality, integrity, and customer care serving Chicagoland. Well, the Wildcats, as Ted and Thomas Gordon alluded to, had a promising drive to start the game. They started from their own 16-yard line on the first play from scrimmage. Quarterback Jack Lausch connected with tight end Thomas Gordon for 26 yards out to the 42. They faced a third and four at the 48, unable to convert and had to punt the ball to the Badgers, who in turn punted it back. And this time the Wildcats started from the 21, again forced to punt, and Luke Akers' attempt was partially blocked, traveling just 30 yards, setting Wisconsin up at their own 35-yard line. This is when the Wildcat defense made its first big play of the game. Lock in the gun, gets the snap, lock to throw, rushes on, lock under pressure, being chased. Now he throws down the right side, intercepted by the Wildcats. It's Koko Azuma. Azuma on his feet across the 40 to the 42-yard line. Koko with the interception, first of a couple of takeaways today by the Wildcat defense. Cats had it, good field position again at their own 42, but went three and out. They pinned the Badgers back on their own seven. They went three and out, but came up with a 57-yard punt and a nice return from Bryce Kurtz, setting the Wildcats up at the Wisconsin 42, unable to advance it. They settled for a 51-yard field goal try for Luke Akers that was short, and Wisconsin took over at their own 34. This time they put a scoring drive together as the first quarter wound down. On third and three, their running back, Tawee Walker, broke free for 24 yards down to the Wildcat 35. A face mask penalty on a couple of plays after that put the ball at the 19-yard line. Eventually, as the second quarter began, the Badgers had the ball at the Northwestern 8. First down, goal to go. Opening minute, second quarter. Badgers looking to strike first. This time Locke fakes the handoff. Running right, he's going to take it himself, and he is into the end zone. Braden Locke, touchdown Wisconsin. His second rushing touchdown of the year. The Badgers break on top with 14:31 to go in the first half. An 8-yard touchdown run for Locke. It was 7-0 Badgers. The Wildcats then put another promising drive together on a third down situation. Lausch ran for 16 yards. Then he hooked up with Gordon for 18 yards into Wisconsin territory. They would set up for a field goal try, and that was blocked by the Badgers. Wisconsin then took it down the other way and set up for a field goal try of their own. Vakos will try a 40-yard field goal from the right hash to give Wisconsin a 10-point lead. Here's the snap. Kick is blocked. The Cats return the favor. They block the field goal. And the Cats come up with a stop of their own. Jaden Cameron credited with the block. The Wildcats taking over, but ended up punting it back to the Badgers. And they would pin the Cats back deep with just over a minute to go in the first half. Wisconsin up 7-0. They would sack quarterback Jack Lausch, who fumbled the football. Wisconsin recovered at the 3, and it took them just one play that final minute of the half to cash in. The pitch into the left side, the backup running back, Iacomelli, and he's in for the touchdown. Cade Iacomelli, 3-yard touchdown run, and Wisconsin extends the lead with 39 seconds to go in the half. 14-0 in favor of the Badgers. That was the score at halftime. Wisconsin got the ball first in the third quarter, went three and out. Cats starting from their own 33. They would put a long drive together over 7 minutes, converting 2 fourth downs on that drive. One of them, fourth and one, Cam Porter ran for 2. Lausch would connect with Kurtz for 15 yards down to the Wisconsin 41. Then Lausch with another long run, 29 yards down to the 5-yard line. They had first and goal. A false start would move them back after they had run a couple of plays. They faced it third and goal at the 9. They would have to call on the field goal unit, and this time they would get on the board. They await the snap. Here it is. Here is the kick by Akers on the way. It is up. It is good. And the Wildcats finally get on the board with 6:46 to go in the third quarter. 14-3 at that point in favor of the Badgers. The Cats would then immediately come up with the Wisconsin turnover, forcing a fumble recovered by the Wildcats' Najee Story at the Badger 44. But they went three and out, punted back to Wisconsin. This time, as the third quarter wound down, the Badgers with an 80-yard, eight-play scoring drive capped by Locke's three-yard toss to tight end Tucker Ashcraft. As the third quarter ended, it was 21-3, and as the fourth quarter began, the Cats were deep in their own end, and this is where Wisconsin really put a clamp down on this game. Jack Lausch with his heels on his own two-yard line with Cam Porter to his right, two receivers left, one to the right. Lausch back to the goal line, now under pressure, and down he goes in the end zone, and this is, yes, a safety. A safety for the Badgers to make it 23-3 with just a few seconds gone at the fourth quarter, but that would be the final score as Wisconsin wins it by 20, 23-3.